Hello, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. My name is Shaney. I'm giving you a courtesy callback that was requested today from customer service. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
Customer service from where?
You requested a callback today. We're a third-party call center, so I'm not sure which company that you were trying to contact until I'm able to pull up an account.
I was calling Consistent Quality Gauge. Is that it?
No, ma'am. We sell keto dietary supplements and things of that nature. Also, we assist with fit health and fitness apps.
Nope.
Okay. So you're not receiving any charges from our company?
Yeah. Well, I'm being charged on a thing, but it's called Consistent Quality Gauge.
Okay, what's the amount that you're being charged?
The amount?
No, what's the amount that you're being charged?
It's on my credit card. We had to cancel. We had to stop the transfer because I'm getting some charges on the account. So my zip code is 99004.
You said 99004?
Yes.
And your last name, please?
Delgado.
Okay, let me see if I can locate the account.
Shut the door, I'm closed. Let me get your name again, please.
My name is Shaney. It's Shaney.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. Do you also go by Deborah?
Yes.
Okay, I think I have located an account. Could you confirm do you have a P.O. box?
Yes, 688.
Okay, thank you. Give me 1 second to open this account and see what the charge is for. And I apologize, it's taking just a moment. That's fine. Still here, it's loading. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's fine. It's Monday.
Okay, so I was able to get everything pulled up. It looks like a sweepstakes was completed back on July 16th to win a KitchenAid mixer set or kitchen set to where you would pay $574 shipping and handling.
I
Do you remember?
Remember that. No, we've never done anything like that. I don't remember that at all.
Okay, because it looks like that's when the account was created. What happened is the sweepstakes offer had terms and conditions that it would be enrolling the account into our online discount membership store. The account was being charged $56.95. With that $56.95, it does send to the email on this account a $125 gift card voucher each month. So that way, customers can take advantage of shopping at the online web store using that voucher. The email that I have on this account is chuck357delgado@yahoo.com.
Well, I don't remember ordering anything.
Yeah, we would have never ordered anything like that.
I would have a need for a KitchenAid set. I didn't enroll in something that comes out monthly, so I don't know what that is.
Okay. You said that you've spoken with your bank and canceled the card. Have you already disputed the charges? I do show that the last time that we billed you was on September the 25th. Have they gone forward with disputing that charge for you?
Yeah, we canceled the charge, or canceled the card because... we've got this charge on, we've got the charges on there, that we don't know anything about. So we can the account.
Okay, so did you file a formal dispute as far as the 5695 charge? Oh.
She is. Okay. Hi. This is my husband, Charles. Yeah, this is Charles. She wanted us, the lady at the back, because we looked at the information she had, and neither my wife or Debbie has been here, and I know anything about this thing. So the lady at the bank said, well, call the number, here's the number of these folks, and see what it's all about, and then get back to her to dispute the charge. We don't buy things like that. We don't do things like that. I don't know how a purchase was made.
It didn't look like a purchase of anything.
We don't get into that stuff. I don't know anything about it.
Okay, so when did you speak with the bank representative?
Today.
Okay, on today. Okay. So what I am going to go ahead and do is get you transferred over to our fraud department.
Okay.
So that way they can further do an investigation for you, being that you have not already disputed the charge. And also you said that you just canceled the card, and the card was canceled on today. Am I correct understanding that?
Well, actually, it appears that it may have stopped a couple weeks ago. But, yeah, we canceled, closed the account today, that credit card. With the bank today, we went to the bank.
Okay. Have you completely closed the account out, or you just canceled that particular card?
That card is canceled.
Okay. Give me one moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold to make sure I get this canceled, and then I'll get you transferred over to the fraud department.
Okay, thank you. Because I haven't seen anything come through.
No, I don't know anything about any, that. Really.
Well, I haven't seen anything come through for a credit for something for $125. I don't know anything about it.
I don't know anything you're talking about. Goodness.
Weird.
And I'm still here just waiting on someone from the fire department to get on the line for you, okay?
Thank you.
You got to check my math. When you do these. That should be 1950, not 2950. I made a mistake and you didn't catch it. 3 times 650 is 1950.
Okay.
They've had this thing since September.
All right. I do appreciate you being patient. I am going to go ahead, Ms. Delgado, and get you transferred over to our fraud department. And I do want to thank you for calling customer service. Just hold the line for me, please.
Okay.